You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's just about 30 minutes after the hour, right at the bottom of the hour. And the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network is hosting a presentation this Wednesday, February 20th, 5 p.m. at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. Earlier today, producer Scott Burton sat down with Bob Foy, Jessica Cross, and Darcy Dugan to talk more about this event.
This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Producer Scott Burton in the studio here. I have members of the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network with me. We have Bob Foy. He's the director of NOAA's Alaska Fisheries Science Center. Jessica Cross, an oceanographer and NOAA Pacific Marine Environmental Lab person. And Darcy Dugan, Alaska Ocean Observing System in the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network. Lots of hats here. Welcome to the show, all of you. It's nice to have you here.
Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon, Scott.
All right. So you all are down here in Juno to give a presentation tonight at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall at 5 p.m. on ocean acidification. Why don't we start with the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network. What is it?
The Alaska Ocean Acidification Network was formed in 2016 by a number of researchers that were working on ocean acidification in some capacity, and then interested stakeholders. So these are university and agency researchers, fishermen, shellfish growers, coastal residents that were learning about ocean acidification in some capacity and wanted to start working together to address this issue. And basically, the mission of the network is to help expand our understanding of ocean acidification drivers and processes, and also its impacts, and what we can do to adapt and mitigate its effects.
All right. So that's the network. What is acidification? We've been hearing a lot about it seems like these days.
Yeah, I'll take this one. So ocean acidification is a gradual reduction in pH in the oceans that happens as the oceans absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So this is a process that's linked to climate change a little bit. They're not linearly related, but very closely so. And so this reduction in pH in the oceans then causes a cascade of chemical reactions, one of which is to reduce the number of tiny little molecules called carbonate in the ocean that many species used to build shells, skeletons, tests. Think about it like trying to build your house without enough lumber. So ocean acidification is taking lumber away from you as you're actively trying to build your house, as you're actively trying to build your shell or your skeleton. Since there's so many fisheries in Alaska and many of these fish populations rely on carbonate, OA could have a big impact.
Got it. Okay, so I heard you say pH in there, and if I remember back to high school chemistry, when pH goes down, we're getting more basic?
No, backwards.
That's why I got a C.
Yeah. We're getting slightly more acidic. So think of the way that, like, soda is bad for your teeth, partially because there's a lot of sugar, but also partially because soda is really acidic. It wears down the enamel on your teeth. Exact same process. It's happening in the ocean.
Okay. What does this mean for fisheries, Bob, here in Southeast Alaska, as an example?
So at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, we're interested in two aspects of ocean acidification. One is that decrease in pH. And whenever you change pH, you change the effect of chemicals going into the bloodstream of an animal. So if it's a fish or a crab, we're interested in how that pH changes. The other aspect, as Jessica mentioned, is the lack of carbonate. So if you're a shell-building animal, such as a commercial crab species in Southeast Alaska, you're going to require carbonate to bind with calcium to build your shell. So we're looking at both of those effects. What we have found initially is that crab species have a negative impact from ocean acidification, partially because of that building the shell, but also because of the amount of energy an animal requires in order to fight back against this acidification. We've also looked at other species such as pollock and cod and salmon, and many of the effects on our fish species are because of the pH. We're finding behavioral impacts associated with their ability to smell, for instance, which is affecting their ability to find food.
And that's salmon, right, Bob?
That's correct.
Okay, and let me back up a little bit, and maybe you've already touched on this a little bit, but thinking about the the relationship with climate change. As our atmosphere gets more carbonaceous, it seems like that's getting into the water, and so they're related?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as we emit more CO2 into the atmosphere, the ocean naturally soaks that up. It's a process that historically has helped prevent climate change. It's part of this natural relationship that we have with the oceans. But since we're pumping so much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, the ocean is correspondingly soaking so much of that up that it's starting to have ocean impacts.
Okay. I suspect tonight you're going to get into more detail about all of this. What can people expect tonight at 5 p.m. at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall?
So in addition to explaining a little bit about what ocean acidification is, our goal is to talk about how communities are interacting with researchers in order to either collect information or ask questions so that we can better inform the fishing communities, the subsistence-using communities throughout the state of Alaska to understand what the likely impacts are going to be. Those impacts are in the future, for the most part, at large scales. So our goal is to inform the public and let folks ask questions about what they're hearing.
What's our biggest challenge moving forward? What is your biggest challenge moving? I guess it's all of our biggest challenge moving forward, right?
That's true. I would say I think everybody is going to have different challenges depending upon how closely you rely on the ocean for subsistence protein or cultural value, or whether that's your primary source of economic resources, or just as a concerned citizen. You know, I think our biggest risk right now is that it's very hard to mitigate ocean acidification. There's not much we can do once it gets started. And so figuring out what to do when it gets here, and if possible, how we can slow down that advance.
Got it. Darcy, who do you think will benefit from coming tonight?
As Jessica mentioned, anybody that is interacting with the ocean on a periodic or regular basis, which I think hopefully that's everybody in Juneau, whether you're a fisherman or a subsistence user or somebody that cares about the environment that you're around. We're hoping that people will leave with ideas on actions that they can take, whether it's small scale or large scale, or learning about maybe some options to find out about policy measures.
Okay. And it'll be the three of you. And what's the format going to look like?
Jessica will start with some general background on ocean acidification and more on what we're seeing right now in Alaska, and ways that we're monitoring and trying to track what's taking place in our waters, and some of the future forecasts that scientists are developing. And then Bob will be talking about what we know so far about species response. And then we hope a significant portion of time will be up to question and answer and dialogue with the participants.
Again, that's 5 p.m. tonight at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. Meet these members of the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network, Bob Foy, Jessica Cross, and Darcy Dugan. I have a ton more questions, but I think that you're probably going to get to those tonight. Is anything missing or any message that you want to give to our listeners before we part today?
To come, listen, share your stories with us on what you're seeing. Questions you have about climate change and ocean acidification, and we'll be glad to let you know where we're at with respect to our research.
All right. Again, Bob Foy, thank you so much. Jessica, were you going to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to say that our primary mission tonight is to connect scientists with stakeholders, to talk to you guys. We get new research directions from the questions that you ask us, so we really need to hear from you. Please come and share your feedback.
And sorry, last question. The ocean, the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network, where can we find you online?
It's www.aoos.org/Alaska Ocean Acidification Network.
Great. Again, Jessica Cross, Darcy Dugan, and Bob Foy, meet them tonight, 5 p.m. at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall for a seminar, a lecture, a presentation on ocean acidification. All right. Thanks, you three.
Bye.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.